gentlemen. It is Thursday, July 18th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 110 days until the presidential election. The fastest 3 hours on the internet starts now. Although, we're going to be beyond 3 hours, as we're going to be doing live coverage into the night, myself and the InfoWars crew of the RNC, and Donald Trump speaking tonight, his first major speech since the assassination attempt, which of course brings me to that. There is new information that I can bring you today on the assassination attempt, but I think it really just affirms the bigger story that there's a cover-up going on, and it would seem that there was some prior knowledge, not just of the shooter a couple hours before the shooting happened, but prior knowledge well in advance that this individual or somebody was going to try to assassinate Trump on that day. And there's some developing evidence of that. But I think more importantly, there's more evidence that shows the security lapses that are now, if they weren't already, so egregious. Again, criminal negligence is the least case scenario here. The worst case scenario is there was an intentional stand down. And you've got people that are so scared of being called conspiracy theorists. And let's be clear, obviously we're not afraid of that here. I'm going where the truth leads me. Some people are even upset because I'm not following these other rabbit trails or these other conspiracy theories. And so they think it's like now you're not being honest or you're not covering. No, I'm going where the truth leads. But now you have members of Congress, mainstream media, and they're all kind of saying the same thing. Like, well, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to insinuate that this was done intentionally. But it's like you're one page away. It's like you flip that next page. And then what? It was an intentional stand down. They did want Donald Trump dead. Is that really so far-fetched from everything we've seen them do to him in the last 8 years? Now, we're going to be having an individual on today who's been doing his own investigative research, John Cullen. He has been getting millions of views for his research that he's been doing, that he's been publishing on his social media accounts, and he believes that there was a second shooter on the water tower. I don't believe that. I believe I've disproven that with my coverage on Tuesday and Wednesday. But I'm not getting any answers from the FBI. I'm not getting any answers from the Secret Service. We're getting misinformation. We're getting these little drips. We have more questions than answers. So I'm willing to hear other people's opinions. I'm willing to be open-minded and hear people out that believe there was a second shooter on the water tower, even if I don't believe that. But there are things that we do know as of today, and then there are some other things that are now the water is being muddied where we previously thought it was clear. So we're going to be covering all of this in the first hour and then the guest. We have some election news with a big guest as well, dealing with just the election. And then, of course, there's Biden. He gets COVID, but it's a really strange thing. So he's out at these events yesterday and all week, and then he's out in an event again afterwards. He's not wearing a mask. They claim he has COVID. He's leaning in to kiss random strangers at events. Does he really have COVID? Is it a fake to remove him? Is it a fake for him to have a redemption arc? It's like, oh, Trump just survived an assassination attempt. Well, what do we do? Oh, I don't know. Let's say Joe Biden survived COVID. Yeah. Does that sound so far-fetched? It might not when you hear what they're saying on MSNBC. So we got all of that and more. We're just loaded today, as usual. It's the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to get into day 6 of the assassination cover-up on the other side of this break.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
All right, there's still so much swirling. We're on day 6 of the assassination attempt cover-up. And that's what's going on here, folks. It's a cover-up. Of what? Well, that's what we're getting into. That's what we're trying to find out. But there's obviously a cover-up going on. Just the fact that they're not having any press conferences is the most obvious tell of all. But now there's more information that's coming out, and then there's conflicting information that's coming out. And so the story is changing every day. The story should never change. Now, I'm not saying that I trust if the FBI or the Secret Service had a joint press conference or something and they gave us all this information that I would inherently trust it anyway. But, I mean, we could sit there and analyze it and see what's real and what's not, or what we believe and what we don't believe. At least we'd have an official story. The official story on this deal just keeps changing. It just changes every day. We've got a new story about why the roof wasn't covered. We've got a new story about how he got access to the roof. Or I guess now they're saying they don't know how he got access to the roof. He didn't have a ladder, even though he went to Home Depot to purchase a ladder. So what is going on here? First there was he had a truck with explosives in it. Then it was he drove a Hyundai Sonata. So that didn't work with the ladder. So then they say, oh, wait, no, he didn't have a ladder. So things are changing constantly. But I'll tell you what, let's just dive into this with all the video clips. And, again, just try to make sense of what we have. The news story is that they didn't have protection on that roof because they had agents in the building on the second story. Okay. So, obviously, the slope thing was BS. And then they tried to blame it on the local police, and the local police said, nope, that's BS. We were just told to handle traffic. Okay, so that fell apart. So now they're saying, oh, well, we didn't have that roof because we had people on the second story of the building. So let me show you what they're saying here, and you guys can dot cam this for me. Here's the building, and it's all these kind of different warehouse buildings connected. But you could say it's the same building. You could say it's the building next door. That one works too, the one you guys have on the screen. So keep that on the screen, and then you can give the stock cam either way. In fact, actually put the one on the screen up first because that kind of ties into the ladder. So originally we were told that he put the ladder on that little storage unit to climb onto that awning, and then he scaled the roof, crossed over at that little hallway situation, and then eventually got onto the roof where he took the shots. And then the 12-foot ladder that was placed on the roof of the hallway, the connector of the two buildings, was a SWAT ladder that they used to climb the roof after the event. So the original thing was, no, he used this ladder. He just purchased at Home Depot to scale up the building. Now they're saying that there was no ladder. So how did he get on the building then? And I guess before we get into this second story deal, they're now also saying that he had his rifle broken down in his backpack. Well, remember, they shared a picture of a bike that had a backpack sitting next to it. They said it was his bike. So was that the backpack that he had his rifle in? If so, why did he leave it there with his bike? And then was that when he was walking around? Where does his bag end up? That could be it on the roof. So he's walking on the roof with his bag. He takes the parts out of his bag, assembles them on the roof, and then crawls into position. Now, it looks like with the new timeline, this process took at least 20 minutes, and Secret Service knew he was on the roof for at least 20 minutes. Now, they're saying the reason why the shot took so long is because Secret Service could not see him. But okay, this brings us to the window. So they're saying, okay, they lied about the slope, then they lied about local law enforcement, and now they're saying, oh, we didn't have that roof covered because we had people in the building on the second story, and that was supposed to be enough. Well, where were those people? Here is a window of the second story of the building they claim to have people in. So, I mean, right there in the sight line. I mean, right there when he crawled over here, right there when he crawled over here, right here when he's putting his rifle together with that window. Or there's also this window where they could have seen him, maybe not as good of a view. And then there's also windows over here where they probably could have seen him as well. Again, the angle might have been tougher, but without a doubt, this window. So what were the agents doing? If they were in there, if it was their duty to cover that rooftop, what were they doing when this was going on for 20 minutes? Now, you could argue, well, maybe they weren't on that window, and maybe they were at these windows over here, and maybe it was just such a tough angle they couldn't see. Okay. They had 20 minutes. You're telling me they couldn't have gone from the location of this window right here to this window? They're telling me they couldn't go from there to there in 20 minutes. They couldn't figure that out. 20 minutes knowing he was on the roof and they couldn't go from there to there, if that's their excuse. Or maybe they were at the window over here. Or maybe they were at the window over here and 20 minutes goes by. They couldn't get that figured out. What were they doing then? If they were in there and it was their job to cover the roof, what were they doing? Now, this could clear, because if you look at the angles of the shots that the Secret Service on the rooftops behind Trump had to take to get him, okay, they had a tough sight line, they had a tree in the way, couldn't get a good shot, couldn't get a good view. Maybe this is why they were kind of looking over there, and they just couldn't see him because of the tree, and he was crouched down, and there was a slope that he was behind, so maybe Secret Service really couldn't see him, and they were really looking over there. Where was the other unit? Where was the unit on the second story of the building, which we're told was the case now? Where were they? At least 20 minutes of knowledge that they had, not to mention a direct sight line of the shooter up there assembling a gun. Up there assembling a gun. So is this yet another lie that is eventually going to be changed again? Were there agents in the second story? What were they doing? And how did the shooter get on the roof now that we're being told there was no ladder? But again, here's another view. This is where the shooter was. Here's all your windows facing the rally. You're telling me in 20 minutes they couldn't look to their left and see that? Or they couldn't move to this window over here and see that? 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Here it is again. Shooter here, window here, 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 and here. So what's the story going to be on that deal? Is this one going to change again? What were the agents doing that were supposed to be covering that? Now, I'll tell you what, because we do have the timeline here. So now we know at least an hour before, and it's when they took that photo that everybody's seen, kind of from above. Probably a worthy question of where did that photo come from? Where did the photo of the shooter come from, where it's from above, and you can kind of see a side profile and his long hair and the upper half of his shirt that they had an hour before the assassination attempt? Where did that photo come from? That was an hour. He was identified as a person of interest, and they had that photo. Then later they had him with a rangefinder. So already a person of interest. Then he has a rangefinder. Then he's spotted on the roof 20 minutes before he fires the first shot, and Secret Service was made aware of it. 20 minutes before he fires the first shot. Where does the stand down happen? Was the stand down at 5:10? Was the stand down at 5:30? Was the stand down at 5:52 when he was on the roof? Why was he allowed to do all of this? Where was Secret Service? Where was the unit that was supposed to be manning the second story of the building? Folks, an hour, this guy's walking around. Never gets confronted by law enforcement. Now, we've got Kim Cheadle getting confronted multiple times at the RNC, and we have some developments on that. But, you know, maybe it's worth doing this. There's another video. It's clip number 5. And, guys, I forgot to send you the timestamps, and you might need a minute to do this. I want to slow this down because this is probably the closest camera that we have to Trump's actual location. And I was trying my best. I want to slow it down at the point where the shots are actually fired. The best point is to start where he's taking the selfie. I mean, you want to talk about irony. The guy had to squeeze in a selfie and misses the most important moment of the video when the shots are actually fired. But, okay. And I'd like to slow that down to half speed to start. Maybe can we slow it to half speed or a quarter speed even? Is that possible for us to do, guys, with audio? Okay, well, let me know because I'd like to be able to do this on air. If we don't do it this segment, that's fine. We can work it. But here's why. It's the closest camera that we have to Trump. And I listen to this at a quarter speed, at a half speed, to try to understand the shots that were fired. And what it sounds like to me is he fires the first cluster of 3 shots. And then there's the second rapid fire of, it sounds like, maybe 3 to 5 shots. But at this point, it's rapid fire. Then there's a different report that comes from what sounds like an entirely different gun, which I assumed at the time was Secret Service. And then there's nothing for a couple seconds. And then there's another report that sounds like the first gun that was fired, and then that was the last shot that was fired. Problem is, none of that adds up with the official timeline. None of it. Because they're claiming that it took 26 seconds from the first shot fired from the shooter for Secret Service to shoot him 26 seconds later. Now, again, all of this stuff is muddied because we don't get official press conferences. We don't get official press releases. There's little drips over here, little drips over here, little statements over here. So really, all of this is almost unofficial, except for whatever they decide to drip out to the media. I mean, I'm just sitting here right now and looking at the two developments and saying, you had people in the second story of the building, it would seem you didn't. Or what were they doing? You claim that the shooter wasn't taken out till 26 seconds after he fired his first shots, except we have the footage with the audio that would say differently. And I'm not a two-shooter guy. I don't believe there were two shooters. If there were, well, I've explained it yesterday. I don't want to be redundant, and I'll get into it. I'll get into that with my guest coming up in the second hour, who does believe there were two shooters. So I've already done my coverage and why I don't believe there were two shooters. But unless Secret Service's snipers had complete suppressors and their guns made no noise at all, then this timeline doesn't add up, and there is a sound from a different weapon that wasn't the shooter's. So that's why I'm asking the crew to get that video and then play it at a slower speed with the audio so that you can hear what I'm talking about for yourself. So let me know if and when we can do that, guys. If we need an extra segment to kind of fix that in the break, that's fine. In the meantime, and this is kind of not my expertise, and I really don't even get this other than reading people's stories about it. Investment firm that allegedly put options on 12 million Trump stocks day before assassination attempt. DJT stock sees 800% volume spike, record shorts day before assassination attempt. They blame a filing error. Rothschild, BlackRock, Vanguard, Meta, George Bush, and Cheney family among top investors. That's the Gateway Pundit headline. And so there's all kinds of stuff about this. Look, stock market stuff is not my expertise. I'm not claiming to be the expert. I'm not even claiming to fully understand this except to read what other people are saying. The company is claiming that the options were actually made in June. They just don't get reported till 2 weeks later. So maybe there's something there. Maybe there's not. It might be worth mentioning that we had a caller who was an eyewitness that said this rally was made public. Guys, do you remember? I think they said it was made public on the 2nd, July 2nd. But I think it was virtually 2 weeks ahead. It was 2 weeks to 10 days ahead that the rally was made public. They're reporting that according to cell phone data, the shooter was casing the grounds on July 7th. July 7th. So this goes into a whole new territory of what did somebody else know? When did they know it? How they knew it is obvious. I mean, there's probably seven at least different ways that the federal government can track and trace what you do and monitor everything you're doing. Read your messages, whatever. So we know how they could have done it, but the question is, what potentially did people know and when did they know it about the shooter planning to go to the rally to try to kill Donald Trump? But they're saying that they pinged his cell phone to the location that he was casing grounds on July 7th. He went to the shooting range the weekend before, or the same weekend, so it was the Friday before, and he went and purchased ammunition and purchased a ladder that morning. Then there's the whole argument with the explosives and the hazardous materials that were being delivered to his house. When did those start getting delivered? When will we get any answers on that situation? Maybe never. There's another report, and again, I'm not as much of an expert on camera techniques, but obviously I know some people being in media that are experts on camera techniques, and I was looking at this saying, you know what, I'm probably not even going to touch that, kind of like the stocks thing. Like, I'm just going to look at the stuff on the ground and the information I can get, but I was told by multiple people that are into photography that, no, this is actually strange. Now, this is from the Patriot Voice, and I think he's the first person that was reporting this. It's very unusual for a photographer to use one 8,000 shutter speed at 30 FPS in broad daylight, unless you are intentionally trying to clearly capture something happening very fast. Now, this is the image of the bullet, or one of the bullets that was fired that missed Trump, is my guess. So people are insinuating that somehow this photographer might have known something because he was shooting at that rate. Now, again, I wasn't even going to cover this because I just don't know if that's really suspicious. And, I mean, what, you know, why would a cameraman have anything to do with this? But people also found it odd that the same cameraman is the one that shot the iconic photo of George Bush on September 11th. So what are the odds of all of that? I'm not going to lean into any of those angles, but I figured I would at least bring them to you. Now, Kim Cheadle was confronted. She was at the RNC. Why is she even at the RNC? Maybe it's because she's trying to save face and she wants to be there to protect Trump personally. I don't know why she isn't involved in major investigations or why she isn't being questioned right now in an investigation herself, but she's at the RNC. She was confronted multiple times. We'll have those clips coming up for you as well. Mike Johnson calls for Kimberly Cheadle's resignation. Oh, really? He did that yesterday. Wow. So 5 days later, and you know, they're gonna start launching investigations and hearings on the 23rd. The DHS is stonewalling, but that'll be good. They've got 10 days to cover their tracks, if you will. 10 days to get their story straight, if you will. Now, they also had a phone call that was open to congressmen and women. They answered four questions on this phone call, did Secret Service. Here's Marsha Blackburn, who was on the phone call. They wouldn't let her ask a question. She said, "I just got off a briefing with the Secret Service and FBI. I'm appalled to learn that the Secret Service knew about the threat prior to President Trump walking on the stage." Exactly. He shouldn't even have been on the stage. Why did they let him go on the stage? Putting new meaning to the word secret and Secret Service. "I have no confidence in the leadership of Director Cheadle and believe it is in the best interest of our nation if she steps down from her position." Why wouldn't she have already stepped down herself? Why wouldn't she have voluntarily stepped down in this situation? And I guess we know why she hasn't been fired, because she was a diversity hire. She's a woman, and she's friends with Jill Biden. But here's a brief confrontation from Kim Cheadle. We'll play the longer confrontation and then get into the audio on the other side. But here's that in clip 17 as we go to break.
"This is exactly what you were doing today on the call.
Stonewalling. You owe the people answers. You owe President Trump."
Now she's running away.
Left across this plaza.
We've got the full confrontation.
"It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Birth defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we're going to work on doing the sound analysis. The crew is working on getting the speed right. And they're like, look, it's a little clunky. I know it's a little clunky, but when I break it down, it'll make sense. So we're working on making that is least clunky as possible, let's say. In the meantime, here's Kim Cheadle being confronted at the RNC in clip 18.
We were all in the queue trying to answer questions, and until we've run out of questions, they haven't. Every one of us had questions that we wanted to ask. We felt we didn't get any of the responses that were necessary from you. Very disappointing in the leadership. I have called for your resignation, and all you have to resign tonight or start answering our questions right now about the death threat to President Trump and allowing him to go on stage in Pennsylvania at a time when he'd already been alerted that there was somebody with the spotter, all these situations already identified an hour before, and you let him go on stage without the knowledge of him, the team on the ground, and you put him within less than an inch of his life. So resignation or full explanation to us right now.
According to the timeline of your deputy, you've identified a potential threat. And then it's got you to retreat. You told, or someone told, that the snipers didn't stand. But can you give us an explanation? Why would anyone allow Dresser to go on stage when you know you've got a potential threat and you've got snipers that are trying to
Why? I don't think that they should have put him at
a you hung up on.
We're here. You put out the meeting script.
Well, we can find a place to go right now.
Yeah.
Where
you
out of it. These are all Republican representatives.
Yeah, we'll leave you to them.
Now she tries to run away.
No, we're going with you.
We're going with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Kevin. Nice to see finally a sense of urgency, isn't it? Isn't it nice to see finally a sense of urgency here? It took Trump taking a bullet and people dying at a rally for them to get it, but here it is.
The president should have this kind of protection for crying out loud.
Then I guess that Secret Service that lost her. So there you go. Finally, a sense of urgency. Kim Cheadle runs from Republican members of Congress. Now, this is aftermath. Marsha Blackburn. Just responding to that, she was the lady talking in the video, clip 19.
I'm John Barrasso, chairman of the Senate Republican Conference. And Senator Blackburn and I just went face-to-face with the director of the Secret Service asking for specific answers about what happened with President Trump in Pennsylvania and how that shooter was able to get off a clear shot when the FBI and the Secret Service knew that there was a suspicious person an hour in advance of when the shooting occurred.
And they identified a potential threat at 5:51. She would not answer our questions. She wanted to say it was not the time or place. This is after we've been through a conference call today where the question queue got cut off. But I've got a message for her. She can run, but she cannot hide because the American people want to know how an assassination attempt was carried out on former President Donald Trump.
So I'm John
Barrasso. I'm happy that there's more a sense of urgency after this than we've probably seen from Republicans in modern history, certainly dealing with any of these issues. But let's just not do this for the cameras. I know that they're supposed to be hearing on July 23rd. DHS is stonewalling. They've subpoenaed Kim Cheadle. But, I mean, every day, if you want to just get through the RNC, fine. That's still weak and pathetic in my eyes, but fine. Forgivable. Forgivable. If they're not pounding the pavement on this deal starting Monday next week, I mean, I'm talking massive press conferences. I'm talking demands in unison of Kim Cheadle to resign, be fired, come in front of a committee. I mean, I want subpoenas flying left and right. There needs to be a sense of urgency here. And you got yourself a little break because of the RNC. And that's nice you're doing this and recording it. That's good. But we want results here. We want results. But again, isn't it amazing, though? This is what I'm saying. It's like watching everything now, it feels like everything's InfoWars. People confronting the left at the RNC, confronting their journalists, confronting the Secret Service agent peacefully, politically, as journalists. Nobody believing the official narrative from this shooting. Everybody questioning it, looking for the other answers, looking for the truth outside of the official story. Crazy to witness this. Now, when we come back, we're going to analyze the audio. And again, I do this because they release their official time. It doesn't add up. So I'll show you the video with the audio so you can hear for yourself the shots fired, the different weapons, and you tell me if it adds up. So we got that coming up. All right. Before we do that, before we go to this break, folks, remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Save InfoWars sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Top-selling products up to 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of my go-to products, including supplements I take every day, like DNA Force Plus, are on sale right now, part of this special. Vitamin Mineral Fusion on sale right now, part of this special. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra on sale right now, part of this special. So we hope you'll take advantage of the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a great product. You're not just supporting the transmission. You're supporting yourself. You're supporting your own health, your own longevity when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing, All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, folks, I want to be clear about something. I want you to just be fully informed on this issue. And I believe there's a major cover-up on. I think that we're obviously not getting the truth from the officials. I don't know how deep this goes. I don't know if it's just criminal negligence or if somebody tried to get Trump killed that day, aside from just the shooter. We'll just leave it at that basis. But the reason why I'm introducing this, and look, I don't believe in a second shooter. I believe I disproved the second shooter the last 2 days, but I'm bringing on somebody in the next hour that does believe there's a second shooter because I'm not getting anything from the FBI and the Secret Service. So I'll listen to someone else's opinion. I'll look at his analysis and we'll go from there. But I want to be clear before you get caught up in something. And the crew is bringing this to me. They just found this. And we're just kind of looking at it in the break and realizing what's going on. There's a new video going viral that's claiming to show Trump's ear getting shot off. Folks, this is edited deceptively. Do not fall for this. Because, see, that's the problem. There's a bunch of people that are just playing with you out there. And I'm not even saying it's some Fed thing. I mean, maybe there's Feds. It's probably just lone actors that just like to play with people's minds on the internet and try to put out a deceptive video to get a bunch of clicks. So if you see this video that's claiming to be Trump's ear getting shot off, it's a mirror image of the original video. It's a mirror image. It's not his right ear. That's why you can see the flag and all the text is different. And it's just amazing to me. And I guess it's just a sign of the times, but it's amazing to me. It took us 30 seconds to see this because they were like, hey, there's this video going viral claiming that it's Trump's ear getting shot off. Have you seen it? I said, no, pull it up on my screen. They said, okay. And we looked at it 30 seconds. We said, oh, it's just a mirror image trying to make you think that that's Trump's right ear. It's his left ear. And they just mirror image it and zoom in.
And I'm looking at the comments. They're saying, oh, my gosh, like, oh, this is crazy. Oh, never, people actually believing it. So, look, I just want you to be informed. I don't want you to be fooled. And so if you see this video is going to get millions of views and people are going to think that it's actually Trump's ear getting shot. It's not. Somebody's tricking you. They mirrored the video and zoomed in, and it's basically deceptive. I mean, that's the cheap fake. I'm going to talk about a cheap fake. So, no, there is no video, or at least that's not a video of Trump's ear getting shot. That's his left ear, not his right ear. Now, I'm going to play this. If it's a little clunky, I apologize, but we're playing it at half speed because it's easier to analyze the audio. And we may just replay this a couple times and try to do the count for you because I believe it's important. Because, look, we're getting one story from Secret Service, but then we've got actual evidence. So thank God for citizen journalists. Thank God for X. Thank God for people putting all this out here so that we can actually analyze stuff for our own selves. If we didn't have all this video, if we didn't have all these eyewitnesses' accounts, we'd be getting nothing. So this is a video, probably the closest video to Donald Trump that I've seen when the shooting happened. And you know, there's a great irony in this video. Talk about the selfie generation. The guy turns to take a selfie at the most important part. When Trump is actually getting shot, he turns the camera to take a selfie. But, you would have been able to see his ear if he would have stayed on Trump. So that's just some irony. Do you think he regrets that? But the sound is what's important. Because I can take this sound and I can say, okay, well, this is what is recorded. And then this is what they're telling us happened. So I'm sorry if this is a little clunky, but I think the sound analysis is important. So this is at half speed just so we can listen to the sounds right next to Trump. Obviously, the gunfire, you can hear it. Guys, go ahead.
Sure, it's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
One, two, three. One, two, three, four, five, six. And then a different sound.
Down. Stay down. Stay down. Get down. Get down. Get down. Hey, get down. Get down.
One more shot. Now that's it.
Holy shit.
All right. All right. So now let's play it in real time. Now that you've heard it in slow motion, you can hear the first three clusters all sound the same. And then it sounds like rapid fire for maybe four or five or six shots after that. It's kind of hard. I don't want to sit here and play it over and over again to try to count. I did it earlier. I'm thinking it's at least four, at most six. But it's all the same sound. You can tell it's all the same sound. Sounds the exact same weapon fired. Then there's a second sound that it could be some other sound. It could be some other crashing. It might not even be a gun. It could be anything. But it does sound like it could be a gun. It's a totally different sound. And then there's the final shot that sounds exactly like the first seven shots. But either way, it doesn't add up with the timing because they're saying 26 seconds. So, guys, can we have it in real time now? Okay. So, all right. I don't want to spend all this time listening to slow motion sound. You're going to go crazy. But I'm just telling you, I've done it earlier. That's what you just heard. So let's listen to it in real time. Go ahead.
Mike, guys, take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow, right? So that's when I left office. That was the lowest point, and that comes right from the government services, comes right out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And, you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Down, 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 down. Down, stay down, stay down. Get down. Hey, get down. Get down, guys.
Okay, there
Holy
you go.
Shit.
So you just heard it. And by the way, that's not 26 seconds between the first shot and the last shot. That's 14. They said it was 26 seconds from the shooter's first shot to Secret Service taking him down. That's not 26 seconds in between the first and the last shot. That's 14. So why? Where's the time discrepancy here? And again, I don't know what the other sound was, but you can clearly tell in the video that there's the first round of shots that all sound like they're coming from the same exact weapon. Then there's a second sound, which originally I assumed was Secret Service firing back because it sounds like a gunshot going the opposite way, a different sound. But then, okay, well, then what's the last shot? Okay, well, is the last shot Secret Service? And then I guess that other noise is just some other ambient sound? And I guess Secret Service's gun and this guy's gun sound the exact same? I mean, that's what I'm left to believe. That's all we have to go after. But it wasn't 26 seconds. That was 14 seconds. So where does 26 seconds come from? When are they going to change that narrative? Where did they get 26 seconds in between the first shot and the last shot? Because I counted 14. And we have all the video. And I counted it out with other videos as well. It's 14 seconds. Now, even if it was 26 seconds, let's say it was 26 seconds, and let's say that the Secret Service sniper's weapon is completely silent. Just looking at all the potentials here. Let's just say that it's a totally silent gun he fires. Nobody heard the shot. Well, then why did the shooter stop shooting? The gun that they show us has a magazine that is definitely more than 8 shots. We know he purchased at least 50 rounds of ammo. So what am I supposed to believe? He just put 8 rounds in and then stopped shooting? Did his gun jam? We don't know. We don't get press conferences. We don't get answers. So all we can do is take the evidence we have and analyze it. Now, my guest that I have coming up, I understand that this is not, I'm not bringing this guy to have some sort of a debate. I'm simply saying I've reached my conclusion. I've shown all the evidence with the video and the audio of why I've reached my conclusion of one shot. I've explained why I don't think the water tower shooter is possible. But John Cullen, he's done his own analysis. He's done his own research. He believes there was somebody on the water tower. So I'll have an open mind and I'll listen to his opinion. Because we're not getting anything from our government on this.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The show that digs deeper than the rest. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, joining me now is John Cullen. Now, he's been doing his own independent research and analysis with his angles and his videos. They've been seen millions of times on X. And John, we have a short segment here. We have a long segment coming up next. I'm going to let you do your presentation then. It's about a 20-plus minute segment. If I have time, I'll respond, and maybe we'll go back and forth a little bit. But really, I intend you can make your presentation coming up in the next segment. But short segment here. So in maybe just 4 minutes, stepping aside from the details and looking at bigger picture, what do you think happened on Saturday? What are they trying to cover up?
Well, first, thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Very grateful, so thank you. When you study the ballistic evidence and the photographic evidence, it appears that there's more than one shooter. And that's sort of the bottom line up front. So that's what they're covering up. And so I don't know how familiar you are with the work I did on the Las Vegas shooting, but it's very similar in that they're trying to blame everything on a single shooter very, very quickly. And everybody's focusing, apparently, on this one individual. But when I look at the photographic evidence and the ballistic evidence, it appears that there's no way that these shots could be taken by him. And so that starts to indicate that we've got a second shooter, and then I believe we also have a third shooter.
Well, and you can take the next segment to kind of give your presentation as to why you believe that. I guess what I'm trying to ask and what I would pull from this, but I don't want to assume, is you believe there was a professional hit or a government hit or a deep state hit on Trump that day.
To tell you the truth, I'm not certain. And the method that I use when I do my investigative journalism is actually a pretty old method. It's from Sir Francis Bacon, and it's called inductive reasoning. And what you do is you try not to come to the conclusion until the evidence is so overwhelming in one direction or the other. So, you know, for example, with the Las Vegas shooting, I had no idea who the hell was in the helicopters. I had no idea. No clue. But then I went and started to look and research to figure that out. So the same thing here. I'm seeing ballistic evidence and photographic evidence of a second and third shooter potentially. And so now I investigate further, find more evidence. And I kind of look at it this way. At one end of the spectrum, it's as evil and, you know, dastardly as 1963. Okay, so it's that bad at one end of the spectrum. At the other end of the spectrum, though, I have to leave open the possibility that this is Eric Harrison, Dylan Klebold 3.0, that this is three incels who decide they're going to go out in a blaze of glory. Now, do I have evidence one way or the other? And that's what I go looking for. So when I hear that Joe Biden said to Donald Trump, "How did you know to turn your head?" Well, now my investigation starts tilting more towards 1963-ish, right? If I hear that, what was the kid's name on the roof? Krupp, what was his name?
They're saying Crooks, yeah.
Okay, Crooks. So if then the reporting is, well, Crooks had a Motorola walkie-talkie in his pocket, that's going to take me towards it. It's another Dylan Klebold, Eric Harris 2.0 type event. In other words, I'm trying to distinguish or differentiate between, is this just a bunch of, you know, 20-year-old, 22-year-old incels that decided today's the day they're going to die, or is it, because, you know, honestly, I'm trying to wonder, how do you get a guy to go up on the roof and do something like that?
Yeah. You
know, who knows he's going to take it? Who knows he's going to take it in the mouth?
I mean, and you know, maybe there's an MK Ultra angle too. And I'm so glad you bring up the Vegas shooting. All right, John Cullen is my guest, and he's going to lay out all of his research coming up. It's had millions of views. Very important that we see all the angles here. So we're going to cover it on the other side. No problem.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
The truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, now, so people understand that are hearing this, that have been watching, and they'll say, well, wait a second, Owen, you don't believe there was a second shooter. You don't believe that there was somebody on the water tower. Well, yeah, I've done my research, and I've presented why I believe that. But I'm not the only person out here, and I'm not getting any answers from the FBI or the Secret Service. I don't expect I will. And we've been lied to before, and so I look at other people doing independent research, I look at their opinions, and I come at this from an open mind, and I say, okay, well, let me see what you're looking into. I mean, that's what you would do if you were trying to get to the bottom of the situation. It's like, yeah, here's what I've done, here's my research, well, let me see what you got. Oh, okay. So that's what I'm doing now with John Cullen, and he's got experience with the Vegas shooting, and folks, we're not going to go off into a jag on the Vegas shooting, but that whole thing was a cover-up and a lie. So he's got experience covering this stuff before as well. So John, the floor is yours. 20 minutes, whatever you want to get into. I know you have some videos and some other stuff that you want to share. So tell us what conclusions you've reached to this point based off what you've seen.
So as I was saying right before the break, according to the photographic evidence and the ballistic evidence, and I really started with the ballistic evidence first. The ballistic evidence matches photographic evidence, so you kind of marry the two together, and that's going to indicate the direction of fire. And so I'd want to share a video with the audience, if you guys are okay with that. The name of the video is Who Else Got Grazed? All right, so if you guys can pull that up, and please forgive me, it's got like a bumper at the beginning and a bumper at the end with my branding from, you know, YouTube and Twitter for my channels and all that. And it's got a little bit of music. So if the control room can kill the bumper music and maybe scrub in, you know, 6-8 seconds so that we don't have to tolerate all that. I apologize, Ellen.
When your brain goes numb, you can call a man a freeze. When these people talk too much, put the shit in stone.
When I really see something that says, take a look what happened.
Looking at the right bleachers if you're facing Trump, and a guy who is underneath the video board gets hit with a bullet, or grazed, rather. And then a second guy who actually took a bullet and is in critical condition. And then a third guy that took a bullet who's also in critical condition. And then you can see some dust, if you will, behind the third guy hit the bleachers. Okay, so I just wanted to explain that because we do have an audio audience. John, there you go.
All right, so now if you guys can hit pause in the control room on the video, let me kind of explain to you what this indicates. Right there, we see the bullet hit the railing. It actually hits the railing. Well, that gives us 1 point. How many points do we need to make a line? It's not rhetorical, Owen. How many points do we need to make a line?
Two points,
right. So I've got a point. It hits the railing. What I'm looking for is what is happening at the same instant that we see this at the railing, and I'm looking down that back row of those bleachers, and what I'm seeing is a whole bunch of kinetic reactions. I'm seeing people falling down. I'm seeing, I think it's a purse flying out of a lady's hands down the row. And it's all happening, if you guys listen closely, it's happening on that first shot. And this is going to be really important. It's all happening on the first shot.
So let me ask you this with your analysis, just to get clarification. Mm-hmm. How many shots mm-hmm. are we witnessing with the first guy getting grazed, the second guy getting hit, and he took a bullet, the third guy who got hit, who took a bullet, and then the bleachers appearing to take a bullet as well? How many shots are we witnessing in this transition?
Two. And you can hear. You'll hear one shot. So that's the whole point. I'm playing this over and over and over, the same shot, and I'm just highlighting different people. I'm playing one round, but I find an anomaly here, and this is big. I find something here, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'll point that out. So let's go through that back row one more time, and let's look at what's happening in that back row, because what I'm going to challenge you guys to do is kind of look at it cross-eyed. Look at the person far left and far right at the same time. It happens at the same instant, and that's 2 points on a line. So let's watch that one more time, that back row. I'm highlighting each person and how they're reacting. Is the purse flying away? Let's take a look.
Take a look what happened.
The guy in the white shorts and the white shirt goes down. He goes down. Okay? But everything else along the line is happening at that same instant. Bang! The purse flies out of her hands. Bang! We see the puff of smoke at the rail the same time the guy in white goes down. And you hear the shot. You hear it. The only anomaly in that back row is the guy in the black pants and the white shirt. He's not really in the back row. He's like two rows down. And he gets hit a millisecond after that right corner shot. Uh-huh. That guy is getting hit a millisecond after that right corner rail. And you're going to see it goes pop, 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 pop. The rail gets hit, then he gets it. That's two shots. The first shot hits that rail, and everybody along that back row is responding in some way. The guy in the white pants and the white shirt is hit. It looks like the lady's purse gets blown out of her hands, and it hits the rail. But an instant later, the guy in the white shirt and the black pants is hit. So there's a guy in the white shorts and white shirt, red hat. He goes down.
So that's 1-2.
That's one.
What you know?
All right, so the two, you see the guy, if you see the guy in the black pants and the white shirt move, that's 1-2. Yes, you're correct.
Now, are these, just to clarify, are these the first two shots?
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
one of these shots, if it is a single shooter, one of these shots grazes Trump's ear.
I'm saying
if there's a single shooter, then if these are the first two shots, one of these two shots grazed Trump's ear and then went and hit these stands.
If that's the case, it would have to be the shot that hits the guy in the black pants and the white shirt.
I agree.
Because the other shot doesn't line up to
yes.
Crooks. That's,
yes.
That's the punchline here. The punchline here is if there's a round traveling along that back row of bleachers that takes out the guy in the white shorts and the white shirt and hits the railing, that's 2 points on a line. I've got a line. Guess where the line points? You're going to get goosebumps. Let's pull up the diagram, new crime scene infographic. Can you guys pull that up, new crime scene infographic? The line of people that just got shot in the back row of the bleachers, if we follow that round backwards, where did it come from? That's the round that just missed the snipers on the roof. You see the snipers jump backwards. They jump backwards. They reposition. The guy on the right is ducking in the fetal position. They're taking fire. The first shot is at the snipers, and they miss. And you see the sniper jumps back, moves his gun back. That shot that missed the sniper is that red line you see in this diagram. That shot misses them and goes right down the back row of the bleachers.
Where do you suppose this shot is coming from? Because it would have to be on a downward angle.
It's on a semi-downward angle, and this is the uncomfortable part of all this, is that shot is coming from the woods. It's coming from a tree. And that's uncomfortable, right? So that's like weird. What do you mean? I mean, you know my work is about helicopters. It's not coming from a helicopter. All right, so this wasn't a helicopter shot. But I can show you where, you know, again, the diagram is pointing where in the woods would this be. But there's more, right? So what we're seeing is it can't be coming from Crooks. That's the point. If everybody in that back row is losing purses, losing hats, the shirts get torn, one guy gets hit, the other guy gets hit, then the black pants, white shirt guy gets hit in the hip or something. That's a separate shot. That shot came from Crooks. The shot that hit the guy in the black pants, white shirt hit was from Crooks. But I do not believe the shot that hit the president or President Trump, former President Trump, I don't believe Crooks took that shot. I can show you why.
You don't think the guy on the roof that they're identifying as Crooks is the one that hit Trump, is what you're saying?
That's correct. Based
okay.
on ballistic evidence.
Okay.
And I'll show you why. If you guys go back to the video you were just playing before you introduced me on the segment, where Trump's on the stage, we're very close, and he's talking about immigration, illegal immigration, and how it was the lowest ever. Can you guys cue that up one more time? Because this is key, and this is the ballistic evidence I'm going to show you.
Guys, take a look at that chart. Take a look at the arrow on the bottom. See the big red arrow?
Can you pause?
Right?
Hit pause. All right. What is he gesturing towards and glancing at? What is he gesturing towards and glancing at? He's talking about a chart, right? Now, if you guys in the control room can flip back from this, keep this queued up, and let's flip over to an image I sent you in that folder that's called How Does Crooks Hit the Right Ear? How Does Crooks Hit the Right Ear? Okay? Let's pull that image up. Trump is gesturing towards and glancing at, he's glancing, right? He glances, then he looks back at the audience, then he glances, he looks back at the audience. But he's gesturing, and he's got his arm up, and he's pointing at the Jumbotron. The Jumbotron's got a big chart up there showing illegal immigration was the lowest it's ever been. All right? That's what he's pointing at. That's what his arm is out. He's got his arm extended pointing at the Jumbotron because that's where the chart is. And he's glancing at that. Crooks is up that yellow line. If the president is glancing at the Jumbotron, wouldn't Crooks have hit him in the left side of the head? Now, let's go back to the video. Keep this image in mind. This is your kind of your tracking map kind of thing. Now, let's go back to the video, guys, and let's look at Trump. And I want you to tell me, is he gesturing at 90 degrees or is he gesturing at 100 degrees? Is he going beyond? You see that red carpet there? You see how the red carpet comes out from where he's speaking at 90 degrees, right? Like right towards what's his name again? Crooks, right? What's his name?
Crooks.
I keep forgetting his name. Crooks, right? Okay. The yellow line is where Crooks is. The red carpet of the walkway kind of goes right towards that. But the Jumbotron's behind that. He's got to turn past 90 degrees to gesture at the Jumbotron and the charts of illegal immigration. That's the key. Because if he's gesturing towards and glancing at the chart to talk about the red arrows, it's going to be really hard for Crooks to hit him in the right ear. He's going to hit him in the left side of the head based on this ballistic calculation. So let's go back to the Trump video we had queued up as he's talking about the chart. You tell me, is he reaching and gesturing beyond 90 degrees at the Jumbotron?
When I left office, that was the lowest point, and that comes right from the government services, comes right out of Border Patrol. Take a look at that. So that arrow is the lowest amount of illegal immigration ever in recorded history into our country. And then the worst president in the history of our country took over. And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people.
And now the most regrettable selfie in the history of the world.
That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
All right. The gist of this is, you've seen the 3D wire diagram thing, I know. He's moving his head around, and he glances up, and he glances up, and he glances up at the Jumbotron. What the diagram is indicating is if he's glancing at the Jumbotron, Crooks can't hit his right ear. If he's glancing at the Jumbotron, there's something directly behind that Jumbotron. Can you guys in the control room pull up a video that was in that folder that says shooter in the water tower? Let's listen to that if you don't mind. Shooter in the water tower. That's a different one. This, it's called shooter in the water tower. That's shooter on water tank. But I appreciate they're almost the same. There you go.
Water tower, there was one bus fence. And still, obviously, initial reports. But what we do know, according to the fence where the other shooter was, there was one I heard in water tower, there was one bus fence. And still, obviously, initial reports. But what we do know, according to the fence where the other shooter was, there was one I heard in water tower, there was one bus fence. And still, obviously, initial.
I got another eyewitness. I got another eyewitness. There's a video that says he killed the gentleman. He killed the gentleman. Can you guys pull that up?
Sharpshooter shot to the left. He killed the gentleman in the water tower here. Sharpshooter shot to the left. He killed the gentleman in the water tower here. Sharpshooter shot to the left. He killed the gentleman in the water tower here. He killed the gentleman in the water tower here.
That's uncomfortable. All right, now I've got eyewitness water tower.
They're saying they don't have audio on this for some reason.
Okay, skip that one. Let's go.
We can try to come back to that if we need to. Go ahead, John.
Okay, so let's see. I think I've only got one or two more that are, you know, really worth sharing. Let's see. What it's coming down to is we need to look at the shooter on, let's see, the real shooter is on the water tower. The real shooter is on the water tower. Let's take a look at that. So you just heard a couple of eyewitnesses tell you that they shot a guy on the water tower. So, well, what the hell would you do that for? And why was that being covered up? So the real shooter is on the water tower is some footage that somebody took shaky footage. The water tower is way off on the horizon. So I got to zoom all the way in, stabilize, sharpen. It's a royal pain in the butt. So it's not going to look great, but we're looking for an anomaly. Okay? You're not looking to figure out as the guy in Fila, right? We're looking for an anomaly. Do you see an anomaly on top of the water tank is the question. So let's let this run and see what we see.
That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
I'm just looking for movement. I'm looking for anything that tells me that's not just the shadow. So now I've got one last video, which is where are they running? And that's the last one we're going to take a look at, and then we can wrap up. So where are they running to? And this is another eyewitness video sent to me by one of my subscribers, right? You know, I've got patrons and stuff. They sent me this. So watch this, guys.
Thank you, Trump. Thank you, Trump. Thank you, Trump. Thank you, Trump. Oh, wow. Where are they running to?
All right, I think I sent you the wrong version of that one. But she says, where are they running to? There's a bunch of cops running over towards the water tower. And in that shot, in fact, I don't know if the control room has the ability to pause and zoom in, but at the end of that video, as she says, where are they running to? She looks over and you see the water tower. And if you guys can scrub to that, it's towards the end. I think it's the last 2 or 3 seconds. She says, where are they running to? And just pause when we get to the water tower. And then I don't know if you guys have the ability to zoom in on that portion of the video in the control room, but if you do, we'll take a look and see, do we see any anomalies up at the top of the water tower? Can you go up to the top of the frame? There we go. There we go. All right. Do we see any dark, shadowy figures up on the toppy, tippy, tippy top of that water tower moving around? And she wants to know, why is everybody running over there? I think you got a shooter on top of that tower. I think we got a shadowy figure moving. I've got photographs before and after where first we see somebody and then we don't. And we've got eyewitnesses who are, you know, 50-year-old, 60-year-old women saying they shot the guy in the water tower. So I don't imagine she's lying. I imagine a bunch of guys running across the thing away from Trump and there's no gunfire yet. Nobody's fired around and they're running towards the water tower. And next thing you know, we hear from some 60-year-old lady that they shot some guy in the water tower. And I think the way Trump's head lines up with the Jumbotron, let's wrap up with that image, guys. The new crime scene infographic. So the new crime scene infographic shows everything we just talked about. The people in the back row of the bleachers, the shots at Trump by crooks. He took shots at Trump. He missed. I think the guy in the water tower is the guy who clips his ear. Crooks is shooting. He hits the guy with the black pants and the white shirt. He hits the hydraulic line. Psh, crane comes down. So he's shooting. I don't know who takes him out, but whoever took him out in the mouth. That's a hell of a shot. This is showing you, you've got that first shot down the back row of the bleachers. You've got a shot potentially from the water tower that clips Trump's ear, and then you've got your 20-year-old incel shooting at Trump and missing, but he hits the guy with the black pants and the white shirt. And that's what the ballistic evidence indicates to me, but I could be wrong, Owen. I'm not.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to stick around, I can respond to what I think happened if you want to stick around for that.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, I want to respond. John has stuck around to get my response here. I want to just ask John a yes or no question real quick before I do. John, are you aware that on the other side, it's outside the venue, kind of like where the shooter was shot and died on the roof. Are you aware that there's another structure virtually parallel to that on the other side of the venue? Okay, he says yes. I just wanted to just a yes or no if you had weighed that in to your analysis or not.
Oh, yeah. So, again, I want to be clear. I tend to not come to conclusions quickly. I'm probably the last guy to say I think it was, you know, the butler in the pantry with the candlestick holder. I'm still piecing it together because I fully believe they're hiding evidence. And now comes the BS phase. Now comes, here's what we found on his computer. Here's what he was searching for in Google. This is all FBI nonsense. This is just absolute nonsense.
The one thing that we've definitely done.
Story.
Yeah, the one thing we've definitely done is disproven. I mean, they've had to change their story multiple times. I'm guessing the next story change is going to be the 26 seconds, or we were in the second story of the building, because neither of those things make sense either. But I tell you what I want to do is respond to your analysis here with what I would explain happened in regards to what you just broke down.
Let me ask you two questions. I want to kind of frame it up one way and the other. I didn't have the benefit of getting to see the whole segment before I joined. I saw a couple minutes of it. Before you saw all this stuff, I'm curious, what was your hypothesis, thesis, what you're saying, all right, here's what I see, here's what I believe is happening based on what I see. Now that you've seen this, did this change anything? So that's kind of my two questions to you. What were you thinking before you met me? Now that you just saw all this stuff, has that changed your hypothesis at all?
I would say I've done very similar analysis to you. The two things that you highlight that would raise some curiosity from me is I would just ask the question, was Secret Service the snipers shot at? Now, will we get that information? Probably not. That's a major piece of information that would change everything. If the Secret Service was indeed shot at, that changes everything.
I think it's pretty clear. I think it's pretty clear that they are. We have video footage isolating them.
I've seen the flinch footage. I have seen that. I'm just not convinced enough that that means they were shot at. They could have been flinching because they heard gunshots. I'm just leaving that open for interpretation. Now, the other thing that you pointed out to me that I hadn't analyzed yet was the first guy in the white shirt and the black shorts having the bullet graze him. But I think when it comes to my analysis, perhaps I still reach the same conclusion. So let me just kind of respond to all of your stuff here, and I got to get to another guest, but we'll finish this up here, and I'll get your response too. My issue with the water tower is, one, to take that shot on a water tower when you have to stand up and balance yourself, I just don't see that is possible. And plus, from that angle, and I don't know if you guys want to try to give me a map that I have at all. It's somewhere. I got so many maps here. I'm going crazy. From that angle, the bullet would have ended up hitting the front of the stage, and I think somebody would have seen that. Now, I talked to multiple eyewitnesses. Nobody mentioned any bullets hitting the front of the stage or anybody in the crowd in front of Trump, and I feel like if any shots came from the water tower, that would have happened. And somebody would have seen that. And I would just say the video footage of a shadow on the water tower is just – there's just not enough for me there to lean fair into enough. That.
Fair enough for now.
Now, having but said that – well, let me just finish and get your response, John. Hey, John, let me finish and then have you respond. Now, the other issue I have with his head turning is that I think the better measurements to use for that are the tip of his hat, because it's kind of the Trump hat's kind of point. There's like a little point at the tip of his hat. And then that one new video where the guy takes the most regrettable selfie of all time. If you watch that, Trump's cheek is actually parallel with the podium. So I think if you review the video, I think you might agree. If you do another review, that his cheek is actually parallel with the podium, and that when he's turning, he's really looking out of his peripheral vision, and he's not fully facing the video board. Now, you can maybe review that, and maybe we'll talk about this again, because this story isn't going.
I'm going to go with you.
Then this story isn't going anywhere. So that's my issue on that. Hold on, let me finish. I'm almost finished. I swear to God, I'm almost finished. Okay. And then the last thing I would say, this is the last thing. Well, two things, but they're both quick. I still could say that the shooter on the roof is the only shooter. And look, there's a reason why I'm not naming him, because I'm probably like you, where maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, maybe he was a patsy. But to me, there still could be a single shooter. The anomaly being the guy in the white
shirt and the black shorts, but still, it could have been him just missing. I think that there's enough of a small degree of a miss that that could be why this guy was shot right here. But as far as the first guy who got shot who died, Trump getting shot, and then the people in the bleachers getting shot, and the hydraulic fluids getting shot, that is still in a line right here. Now, this guy's kind of the anomaly, but I think that that could be within a degree of him
missing.
What happened
to the whole back row bleacher? What about the whole back row of the bleachers? Who took that shot?
I still think it could be the same shot. It just gets through everybody and hits the railing.
Then you missed the whole first segment. We went through the whole back row. We saw the white guy, white shorts, white shirt, fall down.
But those were two shots.
No, you're hearing the same shot. One shot does all that at the same time. That's the whole point. That's the first shot. The second shot hits the guy with the white shirt, black. We got to play it back, guys. We got 2 minutes. We can play it back. Go back to the it's called Who Else Got Grazed? Look at the guy in the white falling down. At the same time, look at the right corner. The right corner does the puff as the white shirt guy. That's one shot. That shot can't be Crooks.
Okay, that's a fair point. I'm willing to observe that that's
and
true.
I'm willing to meet you halfway on, could Crooks have hit Trump in the ear? Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing what you're saying now. Okay. I'm glad you clarified that. Okay. I'm willing to reinvestigate that. Now, again, just as devil's advocate, I would say, well, maybe he's reacting to a gunshot, but I'd say there's probably enough evidence to it looks like he actually probably took a bullet, and that is the bullet that ends up hitting the bleachers. Okay, that's an interesting point. I understand what you're saying better now. Okay.
All right, so now I'm also not going to pound my fists on the desk and say the guy in the water tower shot the president. But there's a guy up in the water tower, bro. There's somebody up there.
So this brings you back to the Secret Service flinch, but that would have come from the woods. So if there's a guy in the water tower, what's his role in all this, or where do his shots end up?
He is shooting at the president. The guy in the water tower shooting at the president. Whether it's he or Crooks that clips the ear, basically that's why I'm not going to argue with it hard, because I think it could be Crooks. The president's basically going from the Jumbotron back to 90. You're right, to 90. We see the 3D thing. We see it.
Well, John, I'll tell you what. This is a constructive. This is a constructive conversation, and I really appreciate the work that you put in. I've got to get to this next guest, but I think what we should do here. You're going to continue doing your work. I'm going to continue doing my work, and I'm sure that Secret Service, FBI, they may give us some little drip, drip, drip between now and next week. Maybe we revisit this next week as we get maybe more information, or even more video could come out, and we can reevaluate this stuff next week. How does that sound, John?
I'd love to. Again, I'm incredibly grateful. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, thank you. I'm glad we had this conversation.
Make sure people know how to find this on Twitter, because it's, at @I_AM_John Cullen. And you guys can find all these materials, these videos, and all the maps and all that stuff.
John, thank you for your time. We'll chat again soon.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. we are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, that we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, I appreciate my next guest. She held over that segment. I ended up going long with John, but I'm sure she understands. But Tina Peters joins me now, FreeTina.com. And so this is a story where there's lawfare going on if you question elections. And you know, they read off in my sentencing that, oh, Schroyer thinks the 2020 election was stolen, so he needs to go to prison. Well, in Tina's case, she was trying to use actual legal means and methods to review an election, and now she's facing jail time. But I'm going to let Tina tell the story. She joins me now. Tina Peters, go ahead.
Thank you, Owen. I appreciate it. So this started in after 2020 election, and then in the municipal election of 2021, the elected Mesa County clerk and recorder, I knew that something was wrong. Constituents kept bringing me information. It was my job to check it out. I had suspicions that the Secretary of State and Dominion Voting System, which most of you know, Dominion Voting System's headquarters are here in Colorado, Denver, Colorado. And so a little town of Mesa, Colorado, that I was the elected clerk, I'd been a former business owner, said I can help and alleviate 3.5 hour wait times, basically becoming a public servant, never expecting, Owen, that I would be uncovering vast election fraud. What's happening right now is they have a trial that they've convicted me of 7 felonies and 3 misdemeanors in an indictment that came out last year. So the trial is coming up the end of this month on the 31st. Actually, it starts the 29th. I go to court again tomorrow for pre-trial hearing. And they want to put me in jail for the rest of my life for uncovering what they don't want you to see, which is what's inside these machines, how they're able to flip votes, how they deleted vital election records. We're talking 29,000 election records were deleted from that system that by law, I and any other clerk, an election official is sworn to uphold for 22 months federally and 25 months here in the state of Colorado. And they wiped them out, and along with software that we've proven is able to switch votes.
Well, it's odd that you used to have Democrats like Kamala Harris, the current vice president. She went to the Senate and argued about the problems with voting machines. And so this isn't like some new thing that you're just bringing up. I'm curious about your legal case. So did they offer you a plea deal, or did they want to take you to trial out of the gates?
You know, no, I have not been offered a plea deal yet. I was offered very early by the Secretary of State if I would recant, repudiate, and disavow what I said on Facebook Live, that these machines need to be more transparent to the people and not be able to do what they're designed to do. When I wouldn't sign this 10-page edict, she went to a judge and had me illegally removed from my office. Now, this has just happened this Saturday. This calls for violence and jury nullification. This is if you go down in that particular one, it says, Mike Lindell, Mesa County is the hotbed right now. But if you go down several paragraphs, it says notably absent from the event was former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, who is under home confinement and wearing an ankle monitor. Rubenstein, who was the DA, filed a motion to stay pending appeals to her conviction. So before this trial, they entrapped me, accused me of recording in a public hearing from the audience a court proceeding that was being broadcast live on WebEx. The next day, they converged on a coffee shop, handcuffed, arrested me. And then, I mean, it just the lawfare that's happened, Owen, has been over the top. I mean, I've been raided by the FBI. The day after I was raided by the FBI, they went into the nursing home where my husband was, had him sign a divorce decree. I found out, one month before our 35th wedding anniversary, that I was divorced, took all my veterans benefits. They indicted me a few months later, threw me in jail. They wanted me to post a $500,000 cash bond. We got that reduced to $25,000. The same DA traded my case because my attorney was representing me and this man with 26 pounds of fentanyl. Let the guy with 26 pounds of fentanyl go on probation, but it's been coming after me relentlessly. Merrick Garland has been involved in this since the very beginning. John Polis went to the commissioners after they took the election equipment out, which they didn't need to take it out. Nothing was ever breached or damaged in any way. After I did an image before and after, they came in and did this trusted build. That's what they said back in May 25th and 26th. Dominion, the Secretary of State, came in and did what they called a trusted build, and that trusted build deleted 29,000 election records. So this has been an ongoing, it's culminating at the end of this month in just two short weeks, where they're going to try to put me in prison for the rest of my life. I'm 68 years old, didn't even have a parking ticket before now, lived with my husband for 35 years until they took him from me. Unfortunately, I went to try to rescue my husband. My son was a Navy SEAL. I'm a Gold Star mom, lost my son. I'm a cancer survivor. That happened a year before I lost my son. And then I was elected as Mesa County Clerk and Recorder. And my son died during that campaign. Here I have a stellar history, and at 68 years old, they want to put me in prison, Owen, to send a signal to any election official if they would ever disagree or voice anything about how these elections are not secure. And they're not secure. We've proven it.
So what is your current situation? You're doing court soon. I mean, what are all the charges you're facing? How are your lawyers feeling about all this?
Well, they were very careful when they did the indictment because they don't want the information about the election crimes that the Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, and Dominion Voting Systems perpetrated on the people of Mesa County and all over Colorado. Because anyone that didn't do what I did, and that is to back up the election records, is violating federal law. So they crafted this indictment very cleverly to say that I influenced public servants. Now here's the guy over there deleting 29,000 election records, and I'm supposed to have influenced him. I had a cyber expert come in after the Mesa County refused to help me. I'd asked for IT to help me. I was suspicious they were coming in to commit a crime. And what they say now is, well, why didn't you go to court? Why didn't you file charges? Well, you can't file charges on a crime that hasn't been committed yet. So I did a undercover investigation. I backed up my election records like a good clerk that took the oath to the Colorado and the United States Constitution would. And then after they left, I did another image, totally legal to do this forensic image. It's just a snapshot of what the election management system looked like at a certain time. And then after they left, what it looked like at that certain time. When the cyber experts compared those two images, they were vastly different. They had wiped the system of vital election files that show who went in and out of the system, their access log files, audit log files. You can't even do an audit and adjudication file. Wiped. So what they want, the charges they have against me, and you can see them on my website, tinapeters.us. There's like three or four attempting to influence a public servant, which I did not. Identity theft. They accused me. There was a gentleman that turned because he was afraid. He wanted to CYA. He was afraid that he was going to go to prison. So he turned on me after he had agreed to protect the identity of the cyber expert, the government informant, thing we were doing, the investigation. And so I'm supposedly stole his identity, all those kind of things, and then disobeying the orders of the Secretary of State. It's totally ludicrous, but it's to cover up their crimes.
So this sounds like another case of political persecution. I guess your real mistake is you should have claimed that the 2016 election was stolen by Russia. And you should have claimed that it were Russians that were meddling and interfering. And then I'm sure we wouldn't be having this conversation today. FreeTina.com or TinaPeters.us. Godspeed. God bless. I hope you don't see a day in prison.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
Naturally
that.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We've got 1 hour left in the InfoWars War Room. We got Jesse Lee Peterson about to join me as well. And I've still got so much more to cover with him. You know, maybe we start with this. First, guys, show me Joe Biden getting on and off of Air Force One, looking extremely, extremely weak and frail and fragile in clip 15. He's got to take the child stairs. He can't take the big boy steps. Here he is getting off, looking very weak, very frail. Maybe that's because he has COVID, right? I mean, after all, they're saying he has COVID. Of course, the day before this video was shot, and this video was shot, he was out campaigning and schmoozing. Then there's this video where he's at a political event. And he's about to kiss a random woman, and Jill has to come up to stop him to remind him that he's sick in clip one. Play me this one. Look at this. So he's right in this woman's face, and Jill comes over and literally wags her finger and is like, oh, remember, you're sick. And then he goes back in for the hug and the kiss and the sniff, and she's gone. All right. So what is the real story with Joe Biden? Does he really have COVID? Is that their excuse to get him out? Or are they building up COVID and then, oh, he survived COVID and now look, he's the hero. There's little evidence of that. We now bring in Jesse Lee Peterson. Jesse, what is the story with Joe Biden? Do you think he really has COVID? And even with COVID, he couldn't help but give a sniff and a kiss to a random woman?
Well, I think that Joe Biden is a player. And you can't stop a player even when you get old.
Big Pimpin?
It's in the blood.
He's Big Pimpin?
He's Pimpin.
Oh, my gosh. And Jill comes over. I guess Jill is his handler. And she comes over and she's like, she hadn't paid, hon. Did you see that? She comes over and wags a finger. It's like, what? If he has COVID, what is he even doing?
Yeah, I'm not even sure if he has Chinese virus or not. I just think that it's just another way of kind of controlling him, keep him in and out of the media as much as possible. It's just a matter of control. So I think Jill is trying to handle that, you know, because in all honesty, I'm not sure. I don't believe he has a Chinese virus at all. I just think it's another form of control.
Yeah, and, you know, whether that's to have the redemption story or whether maybe it's to remove him from the race or just give him an excuse to take a break, maybe we'll review that when we come back with the long segment. I think I have some evidence that this could be maybe they're trying to redeem him after Trump nearly gets assassinated, and we'll talk about that too. I mean, at this point, do you think Biden stays in the race?
On one hand, I do think that he will stay because Jill and his children want him to stay. And because it's apparent that they can care two cents about him, it's all about themselves. I remember, when, and I don't know if Joe Byard has the Alzheimer's disease or not, but he reminds me of my father. My dad developed that disease, and every movement that Joe has, the way he walks, the way he stares, and not knowing where he's at a lot of time, it reminds me of that. And so I think that Jill and Joe Biden family, they love power and money more than they do Joe. Otherwise, they would have already taken him out, because they're really using this man, appear to be using him for personal gain. And then now that I know Barack, I hear that Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and all those people want him out, I think they may end up taking him out, because the Democratic so-called leaders are now turning on him. And I just think he may leave before, either during their convention or before.
The clock's running out on them. They got to make a decision.
Yeah.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Jesse Lee Peterson with us here. We're talking election. We're talking, well, he's talking White History Month, as you can see clearly. He might even claim he invented White History Month. He might make that claim today.
July just feels white. Happy White History Month, man.
Thank you. Thank you. A great white man, Donald Trump. They almost tried. Can you believe they tried to take him out on White History Month, Jesse?
I know. Of all the time to take the man out,
the
July is not the time.
They had to choose White History Month. Can you believe it? I feel like that was... I think that was done intentionally. All right, all jokes aside, though. All right, Jesse, I want to get serious for a second here, because
all right.
You and I have known that the left, the liberal progressives, have been deranged. We've known this for a while. We've confronted them head on. They seem to be even escalating their derangement now. And I don't know if Joy Reid is the best example, because she might be the most deranged of all of them. But I've got all kinds of examples I want to bring for you today. They're really losing their minds. Their Trump derangement syndrome has now evolved into some new form of a psychosis where it's not just Trump derangement. I mean, it's like everything derangement. It's like they look around and it's like everything's out to get them now or something. But I want to play something here. Now, this is going to sound crazy, because it is crazy. But here's Joy Reid talking about Joe Biden's COVID diagnosis. And guys, actually play clip 8 and clip 9 back to back. And I just listen to this psychotic woman. But even though as you hear this and you're like, wow, that woman belongs in a rubber room with a straitjacket, but listen to what she says. She might be hinting at something, guys. 8 and then 9.
Here's the question that I have on that. These two men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly man who for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take an iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing? That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be fatal to people his age. So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the
same?
It's not exactly the same. It's not the same incident, but it's an elderly man coming through COVID. It should.
Hold on, and then play the next clip. Hold on.
Spread COVID around, but also to remind people of what hell we went through with COVID because of Donald Trump.
More people died when Biden was president.
Here's a great messaging opportunity for President Biden to bring out the tape and remind people of how many people died. 1 million people.
Again, more under Biden. All right, Jesse, so there it is. So I know that this is like, really, did they bring her out of the rubber room and put her on the desk here? I mean, how does this go? Getting Trump surviving an assassination attempt is the same thing as Joe Biden surviving COVID, according to Joy Reid. But here's what I think she might be hinting at. I think that they might try to play this as Biden's redemption or maybe a final act to try to keep him in the race. Like, look, Biden survived COVID, and they're going to build it up to try to combat all the momentum from Trump surviving an assassination attempt.
I wouldn't be surprised if they try something like that, but I doubt if that's going to work for them because they saw the debate with Donald Trump this guy. And it's just once you see it, you can't unsee it. So they've seen that and they are desperate right now. But, you know, to hear this female speak in that way, it reminded me of something that I read recently in the Bible. It says that human hearts are wicked. Human hearts are evil, and that they are angry, and you cannot trust an angry person, no matter who it is. An angry person is a murderer. An angry person is desperate, and a desperate person would do anything they can to get what they want, the power or the wealth or whatever they want. And what you got to realize, if you haven't already, is that the Democratic Party is a desperate party right now. They have been in control for the last 3.5 years or so. They have gotten nearly everything they wanted. There was no real pushback from the Republican Party, and because they're rhinos as well. And they have gotten what they want, and they are now seduced with a false sense of power. And they're not going to let it go. They do not want to let it go by any means necessary. There is no comparison between Joe Biden and the great white hope, Donald Trump. And they know it, but they will say anything. They will show us anything. They will do anything to maintain that power. And we cannot trust that. We need to be seeing this for what it is. I've always said that our battle is a battle between good and evil. And the Democratic Party, you can't recognize the Democratic Party anymore. It is pure evil now. There's no love in the liberal media. There's no love in the Democratic Party at all. And that's what you're seeing from this woman, Joy. She doesn't care what the truth is. She doesn't care what happened with the President Donald Trump or Joe Biden. They want power. And if it's mean keeping Joe Biden in there to maintain that power until Joe Biden to finally let Kamala Harris in there, that's fine. They want power, man. My country is in trouble now, and these people are not going to let up. And that's why everyone should, but you got to overcome evil so you can overcome fear. Anyone that has anger has fear. Anyone that has fear has anger. And why Christian Republicans and black ones, if there are any out there, they got to overcome fear. They got to overcome anger because these people are desperate. And what you're seeing is they are now accusing the Trump supporters of everything that they have already done and that they adorn. They pretend to be afraid. Oh, I'm so afraid. The Trump supporter may go after us now. I have nothing but fear. They are lying, and they are desperate. And we got to be aware of that because it's going to get worse. You haven't seen anything yet. Watch what happened between now and November. These people are desperate, man. We're dealing with evil people. And this woman is pure evil. There's no love in her at all. She want to maintain her little status ego thing there in the media. And she would say and do anything to maintain that. And that's what you hear. Anyone that has anger is a lunatic. They're a lunatic. They should be locked up in an insane asylum. But they're already in an insane asylum in their imagination and emotions.
In their
own
head.
In hell.
Yeah, they're lost in a world that doesn't exist, is how I explain these people. They're lost in a world that doesn't exist. By the way, I won't play the video. It's 2 minutes long, and I'll give you the gist of it. Joy Reid thinks that Donald Trump faked his assassination attempt. She thinks the whole thing was a hoax and faked. And so I guess now she needs to owe the families of those that were shot $1.5 billion. I mean, that's the Alex Jones standard. So, I mean, who does she owe the money to?
Yeah. They should make her pay up, too. And she doesn't really think that. She doesn't really believe that. But she'll say that to try to make Donald Trump look bad, to go after the great white hope, Donald Trump. She doesn't really believe, but she's insane. And so she'll lie, and she'll just say whatever she want to say. And because she's a black liberal female, she believed that she can get away with saying whatever she want to say and doing whatever she wants to do, because CNN is not going to get rid of her. A lot of Republicans are afraid to speak up and speak out against what she's doing. So she believed that she can just get away with saying whatever she want to say. And I hope his family do something about this woman. Somebody got to say no to evil. We got to stand up. God is not, he does not give us fear. The spirit of fear is all evil, and it's from Satan. He does not give us. So we got to stand up at some point. You just got to say no. Okay, whatever you want to think about me, whatever you want to try to do, I'm saying no to evil. And that's what we got to do. Otherwise, these people are not going to give up, man. And I'm concerned, even though I have a wait-and-see attitude, that if we don't do something with strength, that these people might somehow or another make sure that Donald Trump does not win this election, because they have not given up. They will not give up. They love power. They love wealth. They're on an ego trip, and there's nothing they will not do to maintain that. We're in trouble.
Yeah, even trying to shoot him in the head, I would take a guess. But by the way, speaking of Alex Jones, this is what J.D. Vance had to say in clip 35.
I made what seemed to me a plainly obvious observation that Alex Jones, the InfoWars guy, is a better source of information than Rachel Maddow, the MSNBC gal. Now, some people said, well, JD, you're just trolling. Well, yeah, of course I was just trolling. But that doesn't mean what I said is in any way untrue.
Yeah.
JD Vance. Okay, an easy observation to make. What do you think of JD Vance, Jesse?
You know, even before President Trump picked him as a running mate, I had been telling people, you know what? I like the J.D. Vance guy, the guy down in Ohio, because he seemed to lack fear. I've seen him in a couple of debates. He wasn't afraid to speak his mind. He is a military man. He is a family man. And I noticed that he just doesn't seem to have that fear. And he's millennium, so he can carry on after Donald Trump is out. If Donald Trump should win, after he's out, JD can carry on. And so, again, I'm going to wait and see what happened. But I believe that we're going to end up really appreciating the fact that Donald Trump chose him. I can't think of anyone else that were on that list, so-called long list or short list of VPs for Donald Trump, other than J.D. Vance. So I think he made a good choice.
By the way, they're trying to bring this back up in their attacks of Donald Trump. He called veterans suckers and losers is what they keep. They're playing this fake news again, which has been confirmed total fake news. There were 19 people in the room, And everybody that was in the room when John Kelly claimed Trump made that statement all said it was never made. But by the way, here's a clip from 17 years ago. Same Donald Trump 17 years ago. Do you think this is the kind of guy that would say that? Clip 13.
So, I mean, this is a total catastrophe. And you might as well get out now because you're just wasting time. And lives. You know, nobody talks about the soldiers that are coming back with no arms and no legs. And I saw at Mar-a-Lago on Mondays, I make Mar-a-Lago my club that you know about.
In Palm Beach.
I make that twice now. On a Monday, I let returning Iraqi injured soldiers come to the premises. The most beautiful people I've ever seen. But they're missing arms and legs. They're with their wives. Sometimes they're with their girlfriends. And the tears are coming down the faces of these people. I mean, the thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands. And the Iraqis that have been just maimed and killed. This war is a horrible thing. Now, President Bush says he's religious. And yet, 400,000 people, the way I count it, have died. And probably millions have been badly maimed and injured. What's going on?
A guy that opens his club to veterans, a guy that was anti-war, by the way, against the Bush wars that the left used to be against. Now they love George Bush. I mean, isn't it amazing? Jesse, they take proven fake news and they just regurgitate it. And I mean, I don't know. Do you think the left is still buying it? Do you think they can run on hate Trump and win an election on it?
They can run on it, but they're not going to win. I don't believe they're going to win, especially this time around. Because the voters have seen for themselves what the left is all about. They see the lies. They know now. They know what the economy is about. They know about the open borders. They know about the military. Our military is weak now as a result of Joe Biden and his administration. And there's no one, as far as I know, that love and appreciate the military such as Donald Trump. Donald Trump believes in a strong military. He believes in using them when we need to, not just for so-called money and power, or you just feel like starting a war because you have a hidden agenda. I just think that, and yes, the left got to say these things, but thank God the American people have seen for themselves. We have the internet now. Information tend to get out, even though they're trying to stop the truth, even on the internet. A lot of people are seeing it for themselves. I don't think they're going to be able to use that. Donald Trump loves our military. He's not for war. If he had to fight, he would. But he's not. His first choice is not going to be a war. And we saw that the last time when he was in office. There was no war under Donald Trump. He was resolving those things. This administration, neither they don't want to, and they don't know how, because when you start a war with these people, they make money from it. They may get so-called power from it. And people who are angry and evil, they don't care about, they have no love, and they don't care about having your children destroyed. They'll put you in the army, your arms and legs cut off, and things like that. They don't care. They feel nothing about it as long as they get what they want. And all that they want, is money and power. Donald Trump is not on that trip, and they know that, and that's why they hate him. They hate Donald Trump because evil hates good. And Donald Trump has clearly shown that he's coming from good. He's standing up for what is right. He's standing up for the country. He's standing up for the family. He's standing against them. And they hate that. They hate the spirit. They hate the light in Donald Trump. And look how they have done him, man. And I've said of Donald Trump, what manner of man is this? The wind and sea obey him. They'll put this man through trials. They'll threaten to take his property. They'll just call him all kind of names and accuse him of everything. And he just go on with life. He deal with the issues, but they don't get to him. And that's what we all should have. We should have the power of love. And the power of love only come from God. And if you overcome anger, you will have that power. And evil cannot stop you because
well, you
evil
know, and that's, is that's weak. A good point because he supposedly has. They say he changed his speech that he was planning on giving at the RNC. It's going to be about unity and love. And I'm curious how it's going to resonate because
you know, is it going to have a lot of leftist ears tuned in? Are there going to be a lot of people tuned into this speech that have never listened to Donald Trump before? No, I'm serious, Jesse, because it's going to be interesting to see how it takes. It's going to be interesting to see what that first reception of Trump might be in a very important speech that he's going to give tonight. But, okay, this is look, people are reporting right now, and I know this has been flown around a lot, but the crew is telling me, hey, look, this is happening. People are saying Biden is about to drop out. People are saying Biden is going to drop out this weekend, even, it's being reported. Sources are sharing this information. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't happen, frankly. But I'll tell you what, his replacement would obviously be Kamala Harris at this point. Let's look at a couple of Kamala clips here. Here's a classic Kamala. You'll get a kick out of this one. A short little classic Kamala, a quotable, clip 12.
We're too busy watching what you're doing to hear what you're saying.
Ah, yeah. Very serious person, Kamala Harris. Guy, one more time. I mean, that one moved me, Jesse. Were you moved by, hold on, that was moving. Go ahead.
We're too busy watching what you're doing to hear what you're saying.
What a mess. You know, if Biden should drop out now, I know that they're going to fight to put Kamala there because they're going to say she's black. They've already said it. She's black. She's the first black female president. She's that or that. But that woman is dumb. She has no sense.
She's bad.
At all. And I just don't think that they would take the risk with her. Because they know that she would lose just like that with Donald Trump. Nobody likes her.
Who are they going to go with?
I think it may be that this traitor from California.
Here's what I think, Jesse. I think that, you know, the Democrats have some survival instincts. I don't think anybody wants to run against Trump. I think Newsom is too smart to run against Trump. But you said it. Harris is dumb enough to run against Trump.
Yeah.
Harris is dumb enough to run against Trump. And maybe she's doing the old Willie Brown technique around D.C. to get the nomination. If you're whipping the old knee pads back out. But I even think they would have to beg Michelle. I really don't think Michelle wants to touch this race. They'll have to beg her to be the vice president. But I think they all kind of see the writing on the wall. This is Trump's to win. He just survived an assassination attempt. Like, I don't even want to get into the ring with this guy. I don't even want to do this. Like, you know what? But Harris, you go. Maybe Harris booty judge and they take a – I don't know.
You may be on to something. They may let her run knowing that she's going to lose, and that would be their way of getting rid of her so that she would be crying racism, I'm the first black female, and all that kind of mess. So you may be on to something, man. They may do that just to get rid of her, and then next time around is to bring in someone else, like Gavin Newsom or someone else.
You know who's lurking in the background, Jesse?
Who's that?
Old Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, she's always around begging.
You know she's lurking. You know she's powdering her face in the mirror right now. Everybody can see that the Democrat Party is a complete mess. And with 110 days till the election, there's only so much damage control you can even do with so little time remaining. And Trump just continuing to gain momentum. And the Republican Party is united, love it or hate it, with what's going on. It is united right now. And so, folks, everyone reporting now that it looks like Biden's going to drop out. I'll believe it when I see it. Again, it wouldn't surprise me, but a lot of different news outlets saying so. But now, don't they have to 25th Amendment him too? I mean, if he can't run, then he needs to be out now.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. It's going to be if Joe Biden should step down, it's going to be a major battle in the Democratic Party. You think the fight that they're having now is bad? It's going to get worse because you're going to have the fight between the blacks and the whites, liberal, in the Democratic Party. And the blacks have been there for a while now with the Democrats. They're going to use that in order to try to get what they want. And they're going to want a black person taking over the Democratic Party. Then you have Hillary Clinton want to be there. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah, this
get the popcorn
out.
Oh,
my gosh.
It's going to be a major movie.
Well, let's talk about how this is technically going to have to go.
Oh my gosh! Actually,
you got to know how to dance.
Well, even she'll be dancing when she gets off her knees. But folks, even the technicalities of this are confused because they're in a race against time to get on Nevada, Wisconsin, and Ohio specifically. I think they have to nominate their person before the convention. So I don't even know how they deal with that. There's not even going to be a vote. They're literally going to have a nominee who didn't even receive a single vote, probably. And then you're going to have, if you have a contested convention, if they go that route, and I mean, again, I don't know, folks. Biden controls all the delegates. So he can release the delegates and have an open convention, but now they can't get on the ballot in Ohio. This is just, oh my, it's a disaster, Jesse.
They have brought this.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and you're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really...
InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Troyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, things are just crazy. Things are just moving so fast. There's really only one place that can handle a news cycle like this. That's right here at InfoWars. Jesse Lee Peterson, my guest. A couple quick things here before we go back to Jesse. This news is breaking now. Housing provider for migrant children engaged in sexual abuse, according to the DOJ. This was happening, I guess, in Texas. I'm just going to leave it at there because I don't know if I'm actually talking to a couple of insiders on a case that they're tracking of a major sex abuse scandal. I don't know if this is the same case or not, but I'm in touch with them. When they break it, they're going to come on the show. So just keep an eye out for that. More news outlets are now reporting, including the New York Times, that Biden is about to drop out. I mean, it's just – they got to do it now, though, is the thing. That's the thing. They know they have to do it now if they're going to do it. And also quickly, reminder, we're going to be live all night covering the RNC. So extended InfoWars coverage tonight. When I sign off, I'm going to go over to the main studio and have extended coverage, so we're not going anywhere. Stay tuned right here at band.video, infowars.com/show. All right, Jesse, I mean, we already talked about Biden dropping out, so it's not like this is anything new. We were just talking about the absolute chaos of it. Here's my problem, because usually I can see around the corner and look into my crystal ball and kind of see how things are going politically. That's kind of, I mean, maybe even what I'm best at is kind of forecasting politics. I really don't know what they do. I got to tell you, I don't know what the Democrats do. Apparently, Biden is like really him and Harris are not looking very polite right now behind the scenes. And he's saying he doesn't even want to endorse her. I don't think the Democrats want her either. So there might be kind of this battle for the scepter of power with the Democrats. But there also might be some people that are wise and say, I don't want to go up against Trump. They're too dumb to even schedule their own convention to get on a ballot in three states. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I try to look around the corner and all I see is a complete dumpster fire. That's all I see. I look around the corner of the Democrat Party's future in the next 60 days and all I see is a dumpster fire.
Yeah, I don't see how they're going to end this battle between that they're having with themselves before November. That's for sure. And I heard a report the other day that Jill Biden has never forgiven Kamala Harris, whatever her name is, because when she ran and she debated Joe Biden in the debate, she called him racist or something like that. She may call him, said he was a racist. And at that point, yeah,
kept her off the school bus.
Yeah, something dumb like that.
Well, he was a Democrat. So, I mean, the Democrats, you know, they were the Jim Crow laws.
That's for sure. And so she has never forgiven Kamala Harris for saying that about Joe. So apparently behind closed doors, they've been having that battle going on. And then we can tell that Jill Biden want to stay in power because if not, she would have made her husband step down a long time ago. And so we just don't know. And then Obama's behind it, they're saying. So it's a mess. And one thing we can't expect that between now and November, this battle between the Democratic Party is not going to end, and they know it. So I think that quietly they have accepted that President Trump is going to win, and they may gear up for next time around.
Yeah, I think that's it, Jesse.
Going to end before that.
Yeah, I think if we look at this as kind of a dichotomy, I think that that's it. The Democrat Party at large, and I do think there's a lot of kind of like infighting and power struggles, but I think ultimately, however, or whoever's going to be making these decisions, I think it's going to be based on, okay, is the route we want to get Kamala Harris out of the way, so just run her against Trump so we can get her the hell out of the way, this cackling hyena embarrassment, and then I guess maybe you can throw somebody else on there that you want to get out of the way too, like a Pete Booty Juice or something. And then just say, we're going to get rid of them both. Or do they look at this and they say, we got to win. Trump is way too big of a threat to our power permanently. The deep state obviously is desperate to keep Trump out. The military-industrial complex is desperate to keep Trump out. You know, maybe they think they've got a way to cheat another election. So now they're looking at this and they're saying, well, we've got to put forth a ticket that is viable. And the only way I think a Kamala Harris ticket is viable is if Obama is on the ticket. I don't think Michelle Obama wants to run. I believe her when she says she doesn't want to get involved in politics. And why would she? She's living a life of luxury. But maybe they could beg her, blackmail. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out. Maybe they figure they bring Clinton back. I mean, I'm just trying to look at all the angles here. I just don't see how Harris is not on the ticket.
Yeah. Well, I doubt that they would bring Clinton back. I just don't think they're going to. This woman, her time is done now, is done with them. So I
yeah, but I mean, nobody wants herpes to come back either, but, you know.
Right. But as far as Michelle Obama, even if they brought back Big Mama Michelle, she still could not beat out Donald Trump because look at our country. Everybody knows now that the country is screwed up. Illegal alien. Crime is through the roof. In California, every day, man, smash and grab, beating up white women on the road. Crime is out of control, and everyone knows that. They have not done anything to make the country better. So even if they were able to put Michelle Obama in there, I doubt if that will work for them between now and November.
But here's my thing, though.
I just don't think Michelle would take that risk.
Here's my thing, though, Jesse. Barack Obama is still popular, as much as you and I would not like to believe it. It's true. It's true.
No,
he's still very popular.
Yeah.
I believe the average Democrat voter is so stupid that they'll see Obama on the ticket. They'll actually think it's Barack. I'm not being facetious. I'm dead serious. If they see a bunch of lawn signs that say Harris Obama, they'll actually think Barack is running again. They will actually believe that and go out and vote thinking it's for Barack.
I can't argue. I want to argue against that. But what I've seen so far, you're probably right about that. But still, she doesn't have a chance to beat out Trump in November because things are so bad. It's just so bad everywhere. Even a lot of the black voters, especially the black male voters, they are unhappy with the Democratic Party now. They know what's going on. They know
and
that
they love
the party
Donald
has
Trump.
Been using. Yeah, they love Donald Trump. So I don't think even Michelle Obama will impact that at all. I wouldn't doubt that they wouldn't give it a try, but they don't have a chance against Donald Trump. And I think they know that.
Yeah, I mean, so much. Look, there's going to be a lot of things that happen in the next 110 days that are going to make this ship rock even more back and forth. But right now, I just don't. I mean, I think Newsom would be a viable candidate for them. I do.
Yeah.
I get people saying, well, he's destroyed color. Folks, we're talking about Democrats. Stop pretending these are serious people. We're talking about Democrats.
Yeah.
I think Newsom would be a viable candidate, but I think Newsom is too smart to run against Trump. He doesn't want to run and lose. You know, he's going to want to run and actually win, so I don't think he would go against Trump. This is certainly shaking up to be something absolutely crazy as we get closer to the century mark left before the election.
And it's going to get worse, man, and it's unfortunate, but it's going to get worse. And the damage that it's causing for America is not good. I don't like that at all, that I'm losing my country. That is my – and I grew up in Alabama. I love America, and I never thought that the human being could be so divided, whether Democrats or Republicans. I just didn't think that it was possible that human beings would treat one another and treat the country in the manner that the Democrat has done. It's mind-blowing to me. May God help us. And I just don't see things getting better unless Donald Trump wins. We don't have a chance.
I'll tell you what. There's potential that things could get bad this weekend. I'll tell you of a looming story. Jesse Lee Peterson is my guest. We're coming back. It might be the final segment of the War Room, but InfoWars will be live all night covering the RNC and Trump's speech. So don't go anywhere.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Children in Uganda doing a reenactment of the Trump assassination attempt. You heard me right. Oh. Children in Uganda. Pretty good job, too. This kid's maybe got a future in theater. Look at that. Children in Uganda reenacting the Trump assassination attempt. I mean, that's how you know it was the shot heard around the world, dare I say. All right, we're going to get right back here with Jesse Lee Peterson. Folks, remember to shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to be live all night covering the RNC. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, a great product line we have at InfoWarsStore.com is InfoWars MD products. These are some of the highest quality products that you're going to find. Things like Ageless, Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. I really like that turmeric. Very, very solid turmeric supplement there. Probiotic formula, prostate support for men, Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, Good Night Sleep, a great sleep aid. All of these products, the entire InfoWars MD line, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, final segment here with Jesse Lee. Where do I want to go with Jesse Lee Peterson? I tell you what, let's talk about the RNC for a second, because I've heard, and I'm curious if this is true or not, I've heard people have said, you know, Amber Rose was one of the first opening speakers at the RNC this week. People are saying that you converted her to political conservatism. Is there any accuracy to that?
It could be possible, because when I had on my show, the FatherState.tv, I talked to her about forgiving her father, dropping the anger, and it seemed as though it had an impact on her, because she talked about her father and her relationship with her father, and I know that she wasn't thinking that way prior to the discussion that I had with her. And if it's true, I'm glad to hear that. But it definitely, I think it had an impact, man. Thank God. You got to do that. You got to drop the anger. You got to love your father. And I think it did have an impact.
All right. Well, there you go. You know, I'm not Yeah.
What did you think about J.D. Vance? I wanted to ask you that before we run out of time.
You know, I'm starting to think that we kind of look alike, but I don't know if that's just because we're both white men with a beard and a slight comb over, or I don't know. You know, J.D. Vance would not have been my pick, mostly for strategic purposes. I wouldn't want to take anybody out of Congress at this time to be my vice president. I think I would have gone with somebody that I think that the establishment fears a lot more. Not to take anything away from J.D. Vance, I'm certainly willing to give Trump a chance with this pick. I hope it doesn't go horribly wrong like it did with Mike Pence. It doesn't take much better than Mike Pence was. You know, I think you know, the one thing, though, that I can't help but like about it is that he is a millennial. You know, yeah. I'm a millennial. I'm 35. He's 39. And I'm hoping in some way, shape, or form that this represents my generation kind of finally getting a foothold into political influence and finally having our generational, feel and vibe and influence into politics. Because I think that the kind of old guard, not just the old guard Republican Party, but kind of just the old guard establishment, I feel like it really is in its last throws. I really do. And I would like to see my generation get our chance now. And I'd like to see my generation get in there and starting to shake and move things around. So I think that's my favorite part of J.D. Vance. I'm kind of neutral on the pick, I would say, but I'm willing to give him a shot.
What other choice on the list did he have other than J.D.? I just can't think of anyone that was on the list that would stand up in the way that J.D. is going to have to do it, that he's already done. Who else did you have in mind?
I mean, I think I would have leaned more Vivek. I think Vivek would have been maybe a pick that I probably would have taken, simply because I think he does stand up. He is a younger guy. Yeah. And you're not taking anybody out of the Senate. You don't have to remove a vote from Congress that is so imperative right now. So strategically, I kind of prefer that. You know, after the assassination attempt kind of changed everything. And now you have to pick somebody that they would want in less than Trump. I mean, after that, I'm even sitting there thinking like Don Jr. Just give me a Trump ticket. I was thinking Dana White even.
who's going to be speaking tonight, by the way, before Trump. I mean, that's where my mind was going. Vivek, Trump Jr., Dana White, like somebody that they would want in there less than Donald Trump. I mean, maybe even an RFK Jr. People float Tucker Carlson around. I don't think he wants anything to do with D.C., probably less than me even. But you know, it's all irrelevant now because the pick has been made.
It happened. I want to warn the Republican voters, though, the support of President Trump, be careful between now and November. Stay away from anger. Don't overreact to anything that the Democratic Party and the media says or anything that they do, because they are desperate for the Republican supporters to do something crazy, to get angry and carry out some type of violent act or something, so that they can use that against Donald Trump, blame him for it. So stay away from anger. Don't let them get to you emotionally. And don't, because they're saying, even Maxine Waters and others are saying, well, I'm afraid that Donald Trump supporters are somewhere out in the woods planning some type of attack, something dumb like that. And I want to beg them, stay away from anger. Let them say and do whatever they want about the party, Republican Party, or Donald Trump. But do not react. They want you to do that so they can lock you down and take away your right to bear arms and prevent you from voting. So do not give in to anger. Do not give in to anger. They want you to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd expand on that more, but I think you said it, and, you know, obviously, don't be dumb enough to fall into a trap. Don't be dumb enough to try to plan something, you know, violent or anything like that. Certainly, just don't be that dumb, please. Now, having said that, I'm hoping this does not manifest into anything major. It's being warned. I've been told that there could be something big coming out of Illinois this weekend. Here's some of the headlines to bring us into this. Illinois deputy charged in fatal shooting of woman who reported intruder. Family of Illinois woman fatally shot will review body camera footage. Now, apparently this body cam footage is bad. And you've got the equation of a white police officer killing a black woman. And so they've already started to schedule, quote unquote, peaceful protests. I hope this is nothing. I hope it's a nothing burger. They already tried to do one of these earlier in Chicago and it fell flat. But I wouldn't put it out of the mainstream media and the Democrats to try to get more race riots going.
That's right. The Democratic Party is an evil party now. Pure evil. There's no light, no love in them at all. And they would do anything to try to maintain power. And so even if it's being falsely accusing police officers or starting a riot, anything to try to keep Donald Trump out. And that's why I want the voters of the Republican Party to be careful to watch out. Don't fall for the lies. Don't fall for the trap, because, I mean, we may even see Black Lives Matter come alive again. You just don't know. And these people, there's no end to their destruction. There's no end to their desperation to maintain power and wealth. They've gotten away with a lot of stuff over the last 3.5 years, and they're not ready to let that go. They're not ready to let their fake power and wealth go. They're going to do anything for it. Cortez and all those people, they have been in power, man. They've been able to get away with whatever they want. The right on Republicans didn't stop them from doing anything. Anything they wanted to do, any law they wanted to pass, they got away with it. And that builds the ego. The ego goes out of control where you can do that. And I wouldn't put anything past the liberal media and the Democratic Party at this time. So watch out. Be careful. Don't fall for the lie, no matter what they say.
JLP Talk, Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get his White History T-shirt, if you like, at his website, White History Month T-shirt. He might be the inventor of White History Month. I don't know if he has the placard to prove it, but he might be. He's the first person I heard of it. All right, Jesse, appreciate your time. God bless. Godspeed. Try to stay safe out there in California.
I will, man. And you too, and God bless you. I wish you well.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the War Room concludes, but InfoWars live coverage goes on. I'm going to hop over there into the other studio. I'm going to be live with Harrison Smith. We're going to be rejoined by Alex Jones. Tonight you have Tucker Carlson, Hulk Hogan, Don Trump, all speaking. We're going to cover it live. Don't go anywhere.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.